ABC News.
Michael Groves, good morning to you. Thanks for your time.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be with you.
So what sort of conclusions has this report reached for Australia going into the future?
So this report focuses on our climate as it is now, including past trends and recent climate events. And it points a picture towards a changing climate, both on the land and in the atmosphere and in the oceans.
So you can already see this occurring in this country?
Yes, certainly can. So Australia's air temperature has risen by just over 1 degree since temperature records began in 1910. The oceans have risen in temperature by around 1 degree. Greenhouse gases in the atmosphere are continuing to increase, and we're seeing an increase in some types of extreme events.
So when you say extreme events, this is a result of that 1 degree rise in our temperature?
Yeah, so temperature as it rises means that you tend to get more of the hot extremes and fewer of the cold extremes. You, of course, get variability, ups and downs, still get cool years, cool days and so on. But you're shifting the odds towards getting more of those hot conditions and less of the cool conditions. And that also then has flow-on effects to things like water availability, fire weather and so on.
And I noticed that in the report it discusses the occurrence of what's termed catastrophic fire weather conditions. Are we in line to see more of those?
So the category of catastrophic was added in about 2009 following the Black Saturday bushfires, and it's where the Forest Fire Danger Index hits over 100, which used to be the maximum. So they do come along from time to time, and similar to temperature, we're expecting that more occurrences of those and more intense is would be expected from a warmer climate.
So when you say in the report that oceans around Australia are becoming more acidic, what is the reason for that and what does that mean?
So carbon dioxide in the atmosphere has reached 400 parts per million in 2016, and part of that gets diffused into the oceans and changes the chemistry of the ocean. So it changes the pH to go lower and the acidity to increase. And that means that some organisms that rely on that chemistry being stable are now being affected.
So you'd think that that would affect the Great Barrier Reef then?
It is expected to have an effect on the Great Barrier Reef. And another big concern for the Great Barrier Reef is what we call marine heat waves. So that's periods where the sea temperatures are much higher than average for an extended period of time. And we've seen two of those in the last 2 years that have been associated with bleaching events on the Great Barrier Reef back to back.
So what other results are there from these marine heat waves?
So Tasmania and the Tasman Sea has seen marine heat waves in recent years. That was linked to an outbreak of shellfish disease on the east coast of Tasmania in 2015-16. So ecosystem changes to aquaculture and so on, are expected because of these marine heat waves. They also then have flow-on effects to the rest of the climate.
So do we have a rise in sea levels as well?
We do. So as oceans warm, they expand slightly, and also water enters the ocean from melting ice, from glaciers and ice sheets, and that's led to an over 20 centimetre rise in sea level as a global average since 1880. But the rate of rise varies from place to place, and it varies much a lot around Australia, and it also depends on what the land is doing, whether that's rising or falling, and what exactly impacts you get. But that's also projected to continue, that sea level rise throughout this century.
So, Michael Groves, what are the main messages that politicians and I suppose we as a community as a whole need to take on board from this report?
So we paint a picture of a changing climate with many trends and changes projected to continue. And that the big message from that is that the globe, the world needs to address this in terms of reducing the amount of greenhouse gases going into the atmosphere. And more regionally, it means that we will need to get used to managing climate risk and adapting to a changing climate in the future.
Paints quite a frightening picture, doesn't it? But I thank you for your time this morning in explaining what the report has in it. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Michael Groves there, a senior research scientist at the CSIRO, the organisation, along with the Bureau of Meteorology, releasing its biennial State of the Climate Analysis for Australia, saying we need to get used to having longer bushfire seasons for them to start a little earlier. ABC News.